With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Montana Senate has adjourned for the day after its attempt to bring the House back to the floor to pass an infrastructure package failed. But an agreement between Senate Republican and Democratic leaders to end the legislative session by 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon still stands. Lawmakers in both parties are frustrated at the prolonged debate over how to pay for long-term capital projects and are hoping an expedited deadline helps them reach a deal. The state Senate has rejected Governor Steve Bullock's attempt to allow Montana's designated resort communities to raise the 3% sales tax they now collect. The proposal would have allowed those communities to impose an additional 1% local option tax to expand worker housing or improve infrastructure. It also would have allowed new natural resource impact areas to charge a 4% lodging tax for infrastructure. Self-described mountain man Don Nichols has been granted parole after serving nearly 32 years for kidnapping a world-class athlete and killing her would-be rescuer in July 1984. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the Montana Board of Pardons and Parole granted Nichols parole today after a hearing at the Montana State Prison in Deer Lodge. Yellowstone National Park managers are asking employees to help change the workplace culture after a report found evidence of sexual harassment within the maintenance division. Superintendent Dan Wenk told the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that the park has increased training and will be considering changes in policies, procedures, and personnel. He says no disciplinary action has yet been taken.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. As the state legislature draws to a close, lawmakers are getting antsy to head home. But several issues, like how to pay for infrastructure projects, are still unsettled. Cole Grant reports.
In the House Thursday morning, two attempts to sine die or adjourn failed.
It's been real. It's been fun. Has it been real fun? Drinks are on me if, Mr. Speaker, I move to sine die.
This was after the House failed to advance a key infrastructure bill that would borrow money for projects, which leadership has locked horns on throughout the session. But it did advance several key bills Thursday, including a state employee pay plan and a school funding bill. It also gave the final approval to a bill that makes adjustments to the state budget and other bills that have already passed the legislature. One of those adjustments is the so-called Ferrari tax on newer vehicles that cost more than $150,000, which will be set at a flat rate of $825 rather than a percentage.
Cole Grant is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. Rob Quist has been rallying college students in Bozeman and Missoula this week. Eric Whitney reports.
The Democratic candidate for Montana's U.S. House seat was in Bozeman Sunday and Wednesday, and Missoula today. The spring semester at MSU ends May 5th and May 12th at UM. That's well before in-person voting day in the special election, which is May 25. In Missoula today, Quist urged students to recruit their peers to go out and vote.
This election is coming up so fast. There's only 28 days now until the election. So I just want you all to really talk to everyone and acquaint them with the importance of this election.
Quist's campus events included appearances by actress Alyssa Milano, who offered to drive students to early voting sites in Bozeman and Missoula. Republican Greg Gianforte doesn't publish a list of appearances, but his campaign says he was in Bozeman, Billings, Laurel, Deer Lodge, and Missoula this week, and will be in Great Falls Saturday for the only televised debate of the campaign. That debate will be broadcast on MTN television stations Saturday night at 7 p.m. Montana Public Radio will air audio of the debate Sunday night at 6 p.m. I'm Eric Whitney.
The Montana Human Rights Bureau has found a Kalispell company retaliated against an African-American employee who complained about multiple racist remarks made in the workplace. Teletech Services Corporation is accused of mishandling complaints of racism made by former employee Keandra Bullock. Nate McConnell, her attorney, says within a month of Bullock's hiring,
someone made a very offensive racist statement to her, something to the effect of, is it true black people can't swim?
McConnell says that remark wasn't isolated. In April 2016, he says Bullock was speaking with a colleague about a large piece of land that colleague had rented.
Kay said, well, I'm sure my grandkids would love to come over and play. And a person standing near them said, yeah, we could call it a plantation and your grandkids could be the first slaves. It's offensive to the nth degree. That's just something Montana can't tolerate.
Bullock was written up for yelling at the coworker who made the remark. That coworker, Alex Goodnight, was never punished. Bureau investigator Tam Newby spoke to Goodnight, who said he never apologized because the company decided he, quote, did nothing wrong. A Teletech spokesman said Wednesday the company, quote, does not comment on legal matters, so we have no comment at this time. A contested hearing before the Office of Administrative Hearings is forthcoming. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.